Hey, everybody, it's Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and the Aftershocks podcast. And I know you want to see this next episode, but right before we do, I just want to remind you that if you have an Amazon device, whether it's a TV or a Fire Stick or Fire Cube or whatever it would be, a Firebox, if you're old school, make sure you add the CMSPN to it. Just look up CMS Podcast Network on your Amazon device. Add the channel and you will get every episode of all four shows for free right there on your TV. Make us part of your TV viewing every single day and night. All right. It's the CMS Podcast Network, CMSPN.com, and it is now on Amazon. So get it. All right. All right. Here's the episode you came to see.
Hi, this is Terry Glaze, and you're listening to Drag the Waters
with Joshua.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Drag the Waters here on the CMS Podcast Network. Make sure to head over to CMSPN.com to find all episodes of Drag the Waters and Talk to Me. And while you're there, check out the other great shows on the network, Aftershocks, The Classic Metal Show, and the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast. This week on the show, we have Joseph Herman of the fucking Pantera cover band. Yes, I have a cover band guy on the podcast, and as you will learn on this episode, I went to check them out with a good friend of mine, and I was thoroughly impressed. I did not want to go to begin with, but now that I've seen them, I will thoroughly back them. And I know there are a lot of great Pantera cover bands out there, so if you have a Pantera cover band in your area, make sure to go check them out, support them, because obviously they're doing it for the good. Joseph is also the drummer for Vince Hornsby of Seven Dust Band, the CEO, and that album will be coming out soon. And he's also works for the Atlanta Hawks. And if you're into sports, you know that LeBron James was just in Atlanta and had some issues with a fan. And Joseph was there for that too. So that's a cool story. And we get into all that here on Drag the Waters. Once again, CMSPN.com. Go subscribe to all the shows and support what we are doing with the network. And now on to my interview with Joseph Herman. All right, guys, it is now time to drag the water some more here on the CMS Podcast Network. That is CMSPN.com. Today, we've got Joseph Herman from the fucking Pantera cover band and also the CEO. So how you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing well, man. You know, trying to get through this crazy times, dude. Playing as much drums as I can, working on a whole bunch of projects and working and, you know, trying to make it, dude. So
first off, let me start with, I know that you work with the Atlanta Hawks somewhat, or you work in the Atlanta area and the NBA and all that stuff. Were you there last night with LeBron James?
I was there.
So what did you see that happened?
So the couple, the real Jack dude, they come to like every game.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what was said, but they, you know, they got kicked out for, they ticked off LeBron. So that was pretty funny.
Pretty funny, man. Yeah. It was funny. I was sitting here about an hour ago, kind of writing some notes down. I was like, wait a minute. Joseph works for the Hawks. He was probably there last night with LeBron and the what he called her, like, courtside Karen, and had some words, and you know, it looked like a fun time.
She probably did that to, you know, get some views or something. You know, that was
playing. Oh yeah, her Instagram. Yeah. I mean, I looked at it today, so, you know, I'm sure a lot of people did, but yeah, that was a crazy time, man. So before we dive into all that, you know, kind of. I do see photos of you, you know, working championship football games and things like that in the Atlanta area. So what do you do, like, as the day job? Because it looks like a pretty awesome one.
Yeah, dude. I've been a freelance audio engineer for, man, probably about 12 years now. And I started in high school football with the local network, Georgia Public Broadcast. And then I worked my way up. I met a dude, and it's funny, dude, because I met this guy at a bar, and he was singing karaoke, and what was he singing? Pantera, dude.
Nice.
I'm Broken. And we instantly became friends. And so he went to school for it, Full Sail, down in Orlando, entertainment school. And he actually went for music to be a recording engineer. And So yeah, dude, he showed me how to do it, man. I didn't have to go to school for it. And nice. Now, you know, I do all the Hawks games. I do the Falcons, some Braves. I don't do all the games. There's a shit ton, you know, but, yeah, man, it's an awesome gig, dude. I get to go, you know, set some stuff up and I chill during the game. And so it's been a good, job for sure.
Kind of be behind the scenes, you know, who have you run into, you know, player wise, that's got to be amazing.
Everyone, dude, you know, and I've worked, you name it, dude, like any event, any network too, man, like Fox, ESPN. I worked the Super Bowl in Atlanta. So yeah, dude, I mean, I get to see everyone. Last night, when I came into the arena, I was walking through the tunnel and LeBron James was doing his little exercise and he had his shirt off and stuff. And I didn't realize how big he was, dude. I walked by him, dude. He's looking at me, this bearded fucker, like, who the hell is this guy? But yeah, I didn't say anything to him, but.
Yeah, you got to leave him alone.
But yeah, dude, I mean, all of them, like Tom Brady, you know, I got to see all of them. So it's cool, you know?
Yeah. So how you and I met was through a friend of ours. Eric Moore was my roommate. And he was like, dude, we're going to go see the fucking Pantera cover band.
I love Eric. He's awesome.
And I was very hesitant to go. I was just like, man, Pantera is my band. I was like, you know, I've seen a lot of Pantera covers online. They just don't get it right. And right. I don't want to be mad. And so he's like, no, man. And he's like, I've seen these guys before. You're going to have a great time. I'm like, all right, man. Well, I went with him. And I had a hell of a time, man. Your guitar player nailed it. You know, you nailed it. Everybody in the band nailed it to have a good night out at the club. So, I mean, you know, how did the fucking Pantera cover band come about?
Oh, dude. I guess I'll start from the beginning, man. You know, I started drumming when I was 12. I was into, you know, Kiss and AC/DC and all that stuff. And my brother, which is... he's labeled Douchebag Darryl in the band. And he's my real brother.
Okay. Wow.
So that, you know, that's kind of cool. We got that connection, Diamond Van, and you know, so,
Douchebag Darryl.
But yeah, man, I think I was 14, man, when Pantera came to Atlanta, played the Tabernacle, and, it's an old church, man. That show changed my life, dude. Like it was the Reinventing Tour and, you know, the fucking Pantera was the backdrop was on fire, literally, dude. And they came out to Hellbound, and I was 14, dude. I was looking down on the balcony, like, and then the whole floor of the Tabernacle was just going absolutely losing their minds, dude. It was like, so yeah, dude, it just that right there just changed.
Tabernacle's a smaller venue, isn't it?
Well, it's like a house of blues.
Okay.
So I don't know, 3,000.
Yeah.
So, it was a small venue for Pantera, you know.
Because I think I seen. I think when I was living in Nashville, we went down to Atlanta a lot to see shows. At, you know, the old Masquerade, and I'm pretty sure I saw Deftones at the Tabernacle in the '90s. You know, type. Right? Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Damage Plan at the Masquerade. That was badass. Nice. But yeah, dude. So from there, dude, we had our original metal projects and stuff, and right around when Dime passed, you know, 2005-ish, I would say, we started doing some tributes, you know, full Pantera sets. It started from there, dude. That was our band, dude. You know, we were all in it, dude, watching the home videos.
Like, oh, yeah. All of us were.
Yeah, dude. So, we started getting into it, and we started getting some traction, man. We played this place right outside of Atlanta called Wild Bill's, and it's a big place, like probably 5,000 capacity. And we did a radio ad on Rock 100.5, and we shared the ad with Skid Row because they were playing there like the night before or something, and then they threw us in there. We paid some money to do it, you know, but it paid off, man. Like I want to say, like I don't know, like 3,000 or 4,000 people showed up, and you know, and that right there set it off, dude. We were just like, you know, we could really, you know, make some big shows with this. And so it went from there. You know, we got in contact. I sent a video to Chad Lee, which is Diamond Van's friend and photographer through the Damage Plan years, you know. And he's also the VP of Ride for Dime, the big charity events. you know, honoring the legacy of Dime, dude. So yeah, we got on that. Like, instantly he hit us up and he's like, yeah, dude, I want you to play our Nashville event. So we went up to Nashville, did that, and that was cool. And then, of course, we went to Texas, you know, the Pantera Motherland, dude. We did the Ride for Dime there at the gas. Yeah. Rita was there. It was cool, dude. Like, the cat was there. So it was kind of a surreal feeling, you know, playing in front of the Pantera family, you know. And but yeah, dude, I mean, it's been great, dude. I mean, dude, it's been 15 years since we've been doing it, you know. So, you know, we noticed, like, it's kind of weird down here, man. Like, the cover scene is like, this is like the mecca of tribute bands, dude, or one of them. Like, a lot of good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I noticed, and I booked for the fucking Pantera cover band, and it's kind of hard, you know, but because, you know, a lot of venues are like hesitant of Pantera, you know, they're like, is this going to do good or whatever? But dude, I mean,
I've seen it, I think, a couple times now, and every time it's been great, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Pantera sells itself, dude. You listen to metal. So
were you ever hesitant on the name? You know, have you ever thought about, you know, going with a, you know, just a random song title, you know, Drag the Waters, you know?
So that's funny too. It started out, you know, we were like, what are we going to call this thing? You know, like, Goddamn Electric or whatever, you know, the typical. And then our singer, Brandon, we call him Brandon Selmo. he came up with it, dude. He's like, dude, the fucking Pantera cover band, dude. You know, straightforward, straight to the point. Just like Pantera, dude, you know. So, you know, fucking hostile. We just went with it, dude. And it does have we have an issue sometimes with some venues. They're like, I'm kind of scared of that, you know, but
right.
But we're just like, you know, you can bill it as the effing Pantera or the bleep Pantera, whatever, you know. Just, but yeah, we've had some issues over that, but I mean, dude, it's fucking Pantera.
No, it's great. You know, just kind of not really being in the cover band scene, but I mean, you can do pretty well, you know, playing covers. You know, you can do well touring around playing shows, and you've even played a few shows, you know, throughout this COVID time, you know, with the fucking Pantera cover band.
Absolutely. There's a big market for it, man. Especially the, you know, the good ones that really, you know, lock in on the sound. And of course there's tributes that dress up like them and all that. And we, you know, we kind of took it like Pantera did, you know. They just came out and regular, they, you know, Phil said, we don't need dragons coming out of the PA and all that shit. So we don't dress up as them, but I would say Paul Douchebag Darryl, he'll paint his beard pink and all that. But yeah, dude, the tribute scene is, you know, it is a market, you know, and if you treat it like a business, you know, I know plenty of people that, dude, they make a living doing it, you know, traveling, touring. So I got a lot of friends, man, and a lot of successful artists do it too. You know, I got a good friend, a couple good friends of mine, man. The singer for Resist and Bite, which he sang with Lynch Mob, Nathan Utz, he sings for an Aerosmith tribute, and he kills it, dude. He looks like Steven Tyler. And,
yeah.
But yeah, dude, I mean, you can make a penny at it, you know, and, you know, a lot of tributes and covers get a lot of hate and heat, you know, but at the end of the day, man, you know, like, people, you know, especially Pantera, dude, they're not around anymore. And
right.
You know, people that never got a chance to see them, you know, that we try to give them that experience, you know, bring it like they did. And, you know, it's all about having a good time, dude. Yeah. You know? And I think that's what people.
Well, and that's like what I was saying, you know, when I would go to see you guys, it's like, I've been to that club that the Nationals come through, and you guys will have a bigger crowd than those guys will. It's pretty nuts, man. I mean, obviously they're there for the songs of Pantera, but it's still crazy that, you know, you guys are out drawing, you know, certain national acts coming through.
It is, man. And, you know, in some aspects, it's kind of sad that it's like that, you know, because we, you know, at the end of the day, we are playing somebody else's music, you know, but, you know, it is what it is, dude. And, you know, it's not like we're, you know, we think we're Pantera or something. We're just, it's a tribute, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're like, you know, we love it and people love it. And so we try to keep the legacy alive, you know. And We have fun with it, man. You know,
how has doing shows throughout COVID gone for you guys?
Oh, dude, we call it the primal COVID sledge, dude. You know, it's been weird. We haven't played a lot, but there is some states that are different. You know, we did an Iowa tour, and so, you know, some places do the COVID restrictions and all that, you know, put the masks on and all that. And it's definitely weird, you know. So we try to respect that, man. And, you know, we don't want to be the band that's like, oh, you know, let's go play a show we can and try to, you know. So we haven't been booking really, man, just here and there. So yeah, it's definitely been weird, you know, and just like every musician, man, they're just dying to get back out there, you know.
Right. Yeah, it looks like the CEO, which is the band that you're in with Vince Hornsby of Seven Dust, looked like the album was probably going to come out last year and then kind of got pushed back. And then I've seen a little bit more activity this year. So it looks like the album may be coming out soon.
Yeah. So it's projected to come out in March.
Okay.
And yeah, dude, it's been a year. So we've all been like so impatient, you know, we're like, damn, you know. But yeah, man, that was a great experience, dude. Like,
how did that come about? How did you get in touch with Vince and all that?
So it's funny, dude, because another tribute band that I played with, I don't know, did you ever come see Blizzard of Ozzy?
I did, yeah.
And I played with them for maybe 5 or 6 years. They've been around for 12 years. And so through mutual friends, and you know, the Seven Dust Boys are, I think a lot of them are based out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're an Atlanta band. So yeah, I think he came out to a Blizzard show, Vince did. And then he caught, so the singer for Blizzard of Ozzy, he was Ozzy. He started an original project and, the CEO. And then, so a couple of us from the Blizzard band joined that. And then, we started writing some tunes, and yeah, dude, like the Vinny heard him and he liked the stuff. Well, we did a showcase in Georgia, and Vinny came to the show and he liked the stuff, and yeah, it went from there, dude. We got him on board, and he hooked us up with Elvis Basquiat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he did the last Seven Dust, and dude, you name it, Alter Bridge, Tremonti, Slash. So yeah, dude. So we went down there, you know, last year, and cut the record, man. And it was, you know, for me, it was like a religious experience, you know, being amongst the legends, dude. And
right.
Being in the hot seat, they call it. But yeah, dude, it came out good. I think the record, you know, it's melodic and it's heavy, it's groovy, and I think people are gonna dig it, man.
Yeah, I mean, all those, you know, all these Seven Dust guys doing the side projects and stuff, and you know, obviously Vince needs to do one too.
Exactly, dude. That's how we see it, dude. It's Vinny's. It's our, like, you know, we're hoping it, you know, it goes good, and but yeah, for Vinny, obviously, you know, we'll see, man. But yeah, it's exciting, man. We can't wait to get it out. So March.
So when you're around Vince, are you like me? Are you like probing him for stories and stuff? And you know, like, tell me about touring with Pantera, or you know, tell me about absolutely. Kid Rock. And
all that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're a fan of all those guys, dude. And I, you know, we cut the shit, and he's a lot of fun, man. You would love. Have you met Vinny?
A long time ago, yeah, many.
He's just a good old Southern boy, man.
Yeah.
He's like, one and two, and here we go. But yeah, dude. Of course, man. I asked him. I was like, dude, how, you know, hanging out with the Abbott brothers and all that. And he told me, you know, all the crazy stories. He told me Eddie Van Halen like came and seen him one time, and Eddie said something about the drop tuning, and he was like, I invented that, and Vinny was like, yeah, you did. You know, so yeah, it's definitely cool, like being around like a legend like that, you know. And yeah, dude, it's definitely exciting, man.
So when you're playing the Pantera tunes, you know, what's some of the tougher stuff to learn, you know, kind of getting in the mind of Vinnie Paul drum wise?
So so we have learned every Pantera song from Cowboys from Hell to reinventing. We used to do these special shows. We would do the albums front to back.
And, right.
So I would say the hardest album for me to learn was Cowboys from Hell, which you wouldn't think, you know.
Right.
But they were like that type of sound was different, I guess, you know, like Medicine Man and like those grooves and stuff. Yeah. Primal, I want to say COVID Sledge, but Concrete Sledge. I would say that was kind of the more tougher stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, that's all a challenge, dude. Pantera, and that, you know, that's one of the things, dude. It's like, you know, to cover Pantera, you got to kind of, you know, you're going to be good at it, or you're going to suck at it, you know. It takes balls to cover Pantera, I would say.
Right. Yeah, it does. I mean, that's, you know, you got a lot of people like me out there that's, you know, very like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this or if I'm going to like it, you know. So it was fun to see the band live and to see it actually being pulled off. You got a Pantera plaque behind you there. What's the story behind that?
So that is, that was a housewarming gift to me from the singer of the CEO. They came out with these personalized,
You know, so what's kind of the future now for the fucking Pantera cover band? Are you guys kind of just waiting out the kind of COVID restrictions, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple shows on the books, man. We're gonna go back to Iowa. We killed it up there, dude. They for some reason, dude, the Midwest up there, they eat it up, dude. It's like they think we're Pantera, dude. It's like we're like signing boobies and shit.
There you go.
But yeah, man, I think we have like 4 or 5 shows booked. We're going to do another Iowa tour. We'll do like Des Moines and Iowa City. Then we're going to go to Lincoln, Nebraska. And then we got a couple North Carolina and South Carolina gigs on the books. So yeah, man, we're just, you know, taking it day by day, and whoever's, you know, booking shows will, and they're reaching out to me, honestly, man, like I book all the shows for Pantera band, and so yeah, they'll hit me up on email, dude, and like I'll be like, yeah, you know, we'll work it out and all that. So
now this might be a little too much behind, you know, inside baseball or whatnot, but I mean, are you guys doing the whole, you know, you have to pay a certain amount of money to Pantera to do this stuff, or you just kind of laying low and hoping they don't come at you?
No. And dude, you know, when we did the Ride for Diamond, Dallas, you know, Rita and all of them were there, and I'm pretty sure she's like a lot owner of the Pantera, you know?
Right. Right.
So yeah, dude, I mean,
they know you're doing it, but they haven't come at you yet, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's certain restrictions, you know, like obviously if we're like selling like merch with, you know, their stuff, like their graphics and stuff.
Right.
Then there's like copyright stuff, or if we're like recording music and trying to sell it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that, I, you know, I'm not sure on the whole playing their songs, dude. And I've never heard anything. So.
All right. And then with the CEO, with the album coming out, are you guys talking about doing shows or any kind of live stream or anything like that?
Well, nothing yet, to be honest. And this is the first real label stuff I've done, you know. So, you know, they're planning a big release. You know, we got a bunch of special stuff happening. You know, it's going to be streaming, obviously, on all that. So, yeah, I would imagine, dude, when it opens up, you know, we'll try to get on some festivals or some tours and see where it goes from there, dude. You know, it's crazy time, so you can't really plan anything. You know, it's like. So, and that, you know, I don't know how it's going to be like releasing an album in these times too, you know, because usually right. When you release the record, you want to go hit the road and promote it and all that stuff. So I don't know, man. We'll
any,
see.
Any other original music down the, in the works?
Yeah, dude. I actually am playing on a lot of projects, man. A lot of my friends. So I have a drum set up here that I can record, and we've been doing a lot of stuff, man. A lot of my good friends, they'll send me stuff. I'll put drums on it, and I'm constantly writing and playing, dude. The guys in the Pantera band, the CEO guys, and then a couple of my other friends, we've been doing some stuff. So yeah, We'll definitely, when I get it, done, we'll start releasing that kind of stuff, which I would imagine every musician right now is right. Stockpiling,
Yeah.
What else can they do?
As soon as it lifts, man, it's just going to be a onslaught of new music.
Right. So, yeah, a lot of stuff in the works, dude. The CEO is definitely the most exciting thing because we just signed the deal with a Rat Pack. And if anyone wants to go follow that, they can go to our, we have a Facebook and CEOband.com to get info about all that kind of stuff. So
very cool, man. Well, kind of after we wrap it up, man, what's your favorite Pantera song to play live?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Well, then you've had enough time to figure it out.
I would say, I love Revolution Is My Name, dude. That's one of my all-time favorite songs, dude. I'm just going to say that, dude. I can name so many, dude. 13 Steps, Becoming, Slaughtered.
Right.
That, dude, the drums on that. Vinnie Paul is insane, dude. Innovative genius.
Well, once again, man, you blew me away when I saw you guys live. And I have to say, been a big fan since then. I'm glad that you're getting kind of recognized by bigger bands like the CEO and things like that. And getting out there and hopefully, maybe Lamb of God will need a drummer again soon or something.
Right. We'll see. Ha!
All right. Well, Joseph Herman, man, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for dragging the water with us.
Absolutely, brother. Thanks for having me, dude.
And again, huge thank you to Joseph Herman from the Pantera, from the fucking Pantera cover band, for coming on Drag the Waters. Thank you guys for checking out each and every episode. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to let your friends know that you are listening to the Drag the Waters podcast. And you can find everything over cmspn.com or talktomepod.com. And once again, for Drag the Waters, I've been Joshua Toomey. Thanks for checking it out.
Hey, this is Bob Nalbandian
and Matt Hartnett
from the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast.
You can subscribe and download all episodes of the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast via the CMS Podcast Network at cmspn.com or any of your favorite podcast directories, including Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, and more. And while you're at it, be sure to rate and comment about the podcast and spread the word.
And if you'd like to donate to the podcast, go to our PayPal account at shockwaveskullsessions@gmail.com. Thanks for all your support of the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast over the years, and stay tuned for more great episodes every week.